Inflammatory.
Evil capitalist?
Uncalled for.
What about my pension?
Outrageously offensive.
That's racist.
Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Rockets 2-Minute Hate Speech.
Hate speech? Johnny Rockets.
Cover your ears. This is Johnny Rockets' 2-Minute Hate Speech. Sometimes longer.
Johnny Rockets' 2-Minute Hate Speech, banned in Ohio. The politically correct culture has done it again. The charming Christmas classic, Baby It's Cold Outside, once again made headlines this year when a radio station in Ohio removed the holiday hit from its lineup in November after a listener expressed concern. The move reignited an old debate across the country, with many once again closely reevaluating the lyrics to the 1940s duet. Cleveland radio station WDOK Christmas 102.1 said they ousted Baby It's Cold Outside from its Christmas lineup after a listener noted the inappropriate nature of the song's lyrics. The station later said it conducted a poll online, and the results, which were not visible online, revealed that the majority of the people were in favor of ditching it. Why? Because the playful come hither, go away banter in the duet didn't pass the date rape smell test? Well, this isn't the first time Baby It's Cold Outside has come under fire, but the evolution of the recent hashtag MeToo movement, pound MeToo, wherein regret is now conflated with rape, and consent is only consent if it was signed, notarized, and entered into a goddamn court of law. But like anything in our culture, what this dialogue lacks is context. Consider this. This little ditty was written in the 1940s by a husband and wife team as a closer for Christmas parties. The only hint of inappropriate behavior was strictly a young woman not wishing to arouse gossip by keeping the company of her paramour while struggling with her desire to stay. Baby It's Cold Outside is nothing but a flirtatious dance between two lovers. Do we have to accept it? No! But we also don't have to wholesale reject it and demand the rest of society to do so. Libertarians would simply say, if you don't like it, don't listen to it. Liberals, on the other hand, would scream, I am personally offended, so I demand everyone to stop listening to it immediately because it hurts my feelings. Horseshit! Leftists raising cakes decree it's offensive, and suddenly it's become gospel in the church of what's offensive now. From traditional songs to children's cartoons to classical literature, if it's vaguely Americana, it's a Ghana. On the flip side, though, while everything that traditionally, classically, historically American is being removed from our repertoire, we're also being told that we shouldn't dare embrace the traditions, classics, or history of any other because it doesn't belong to us. So what the actual fuck? So what does this mean to be an American? I mean, you might have to pity these jackbooted liberals. I can't imagine how terrible it must be to wake up every morning hating yourself and projecting your bullshit onto the rest of the world. It's sad that they will never know the pleasure of all the beautiful fucking things in this world. They spread their misery every day of their lives, and when the day of judgment comes, they and they alone will die alone. So pull that cloak of righteous indignation up over your frozen liberal tears, because baby, it's cold outside.